Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
LMFM Podcasts. With CNC Carpets, we bring the showroom to you. Or you can book a personal consultation at our fabulous new showroom in Moortown, Dromiskin. Call 087-660-40-237 or visit our website at cnccarpets.com to book an appointment. CNC Carpets, for all your carpet and wood flooring needs.
11 to 1.
This is LMFM's 11 to 1. It is Friday. Hope you got that Friday feeling. Sinead Brazel here with you. You can get in touch with me 086 1800 658. Let's kick things off with Michael Jackson. There's Michael Jackson, Billie Jean kicking us off this Friday morning. How are we all doing? Hope you're doing well today. It is the weekend. The weekend is arriving very, very shortly. Oh my God, it's been a long week. It's been a long hell week this week for some reason. Don't know what it is. Maybe it's just because I was so busy or something. It felt like it was very, very long. But it is Friday, which means Friday Floor Filler Song coming your way, but in a very different way this week, because it's Fionn's Friday Floor Filler Song, and Fionn has come up with some clues. Now, you might have sussed it out already on our social media. It's on our Instagram and Facebook at the moment. So if you want to check it out, if you haven't already, we have a little video there giving you some clues to our Friday Floor Filler Song. And we will have some clues throughout the show as always. So that's coming your way very, very shortly. I want to let people know, we were talking about this on yesterday's show, that it is Culture Night tonight. So there's lots happening around Louth and Meath in different art centres, museums, in different communities all around Louth and Meath. And I want to let you know, because I didn't mention this guy yesterday, but he's based in Dalkeith. He's a sculptor. He's award-winning sculptor and designer. His name is Shane Holland, and he's opening his studio doors to the public for the very first time tonight for Culture Night. So you'll be able to access his gallery, his studio and workshop, and there'll be a few light refreshments as well. And it's such a really nice thing as well to go into a professional artist studio and kind of just see how the whole creative process works. So it's Shane Holland Design Workshops, and he is located in Unit 11C in Dalkeith Business Park, County Meath. So that's happening tonight for Culture Night. So you can check out the work. You can, you know, ask him a little bit about his process, you know, what inspires him, all that kind of thing. And it's a really nice way to see all that in action. So that's happening tonight. Don't forget as well, culturenight.ie. That is the website if you want to find out what's happening in your local area. There's loads happening around Louth and Meath. So you just key in your location and all of the different events will come up. And the majority of them are free, which is brilliant. Some of them you might have to just book your place, or there might be a small charge, very, very small charge, but most of them are free. And I really think it's a great opportunity to support artists and culture and everything in your local area. So culturenight.ie.
The best mix. LMF.
There's Whitney Houston and Kygo with Higher Love. There's no messing with Jenny in Betty's Tent. She's straight on 086 1800 658. I haven't given any clues so far to the Friday Floor Filler song on the show. She's been over to Facebook and Instagram to check it out. She's straight in there with Fionn's Friday Floor Filler for today. Well done, Jenny. You're the first one in today. We are going to bring you some clues to this week's Friday Floor Filler song just after these.
11 to 1 with LM.
It is Friday. It's the end of another long week, which means it's time for this.
Friday Floor Filler on 11 to 1.
And this week, Fionn has some clues for you, okay? So throughout the show, Fionn is going to give you some clues to our Friday Floor Filler song. Here is Fionn's first clue for you today.
Hey Sinead, so here is the first clue to help the listeners guess my Friday Floor Filler this week. It's a 10 second snippet of the song in reverse. Listen carefully. What do you reckon, Sinead? I think most people will get it this week. We'll give you another spin of it here now. I'll be back with one or two more clues later on the show. Aww. Cheers, Sinead.
Thanks, Fionn. Okay, so what is the song? I know, Shirley Haughey, you have the artist, but you don't have the right song. Andrea Nash on Facebook has it right as well. Get your suggestions into us. We need the artist and the name of the song. There'll be more clues later on. 086 1800 658. Dermot Kennedy, Better Days, the Friday Floor Filler song. Lots of answers coming in on 086 1800 658. Kira, you have it right. Darren, you've got the right artist, but not the song. Shane, you are way off with that suggestion you have. Becca has it as well. Shirley Haughey in Kilcurry, she's trying her best. It is not anything to do with J-Lo. Okay, that's what I can say. Oh, she has it now. Shirley, you have the right answer. Well done. Keep those coming in. 086 1800 658. The Corrs with Breathless. It's probably one of the most powerful comedy shows ever. Des Bishop is bringing his show, Mia Mama, to the Crescent Concert Hall in Drogheda. I'm going to catch a word with Des after these.
11 to 1.
Irish people are great at finding the funny side of things, even in the midst of grief. And it seems comedian Des Bishop is no different, because when his mother Eileen sadly passed away in 2019, although he was devastated, he was able to find the humour. He turned this experience into a new show called Mia Mama. It's coming to Drogheda's Crescent Concert Hall on October 1st. Critics are calling it hilarious and poignant. It's a must see. And I'm delighted to have the man himself on the line. Des, it's great to have you back on 11 to 1. How are you?
Good. It's funny you call it a new show. I mean, it doesn't feel new to me because I've been doing it for 3 years, but that's because I couldn't do it for two. So.
This is it.
It is my new show that I've been doing forever.
It is your new show you've been doing forever because, you know, the last time we spoke was January 2020, and I was listening back to some of that interview earlier on, and we were having the crack, Des. We did not know what was coming down the line at all. Did you panic, though, when COVID hit? Because, as you say, this was all ready to rock, and then COVID kind of put a halt to a lot of it.
Well, it was going. I mean, I was full belt. I had done March 6th, 7th, and 8th, 2020 in the Everyman Theatre in Cork. You know, full shows, but, you know, I have the footage. Like, I'm making COVID jokes then, and it's all a bit of a laugh, and I was making fun of skiers because it was coming back to the ski resorts, and I was joking about all of us sitting together and how we didn't care because we don't want to lose the money. But on a serious side, we had already seen the ticket sales had, like, ground to a halt in the sort of 2 weeks leading up to it. Like, people were beginning to get paranoid. So, anyway, long story short, I was clueless. I remember we canceled 6 weeks of shows, and we were worried if we were going to be able to do a filmed show on the Good Friday of 2020. So we were clueless, basically.
Oh my
and
God!
I could have never imagined, because I postponed. Like, I don't know how many times this Drogheda show that's coming up has been postponed, but I would imagine it's been three postponements. We just kept pushing things back. I never would have imagined that the majority of this tour. It took 22 months between the last Mia Mama show in Ireland and the next one.
Oh my God. Oh my God. That is quite the time, all right. But, you know, a lot has happened.
23 months. It was Killarney in mid-February.
Okay.
So basically,
so
2 years later, me and Mama got back up and running. And except for, you know, a few added shows, the majority of my shows were all shows that were meant to be done by the end of 2020.
Oh my goodness. But, you know, a lot has happened in 2.5 years. Not only did we survive, Des, thank God, but you thrived in lockdown. You met and married the love of your life, the gorgeous Hannah. Massive congratulations on that.
Thank you. Yeah, it took a pandemic. I mean, I'm 46. I mean, I was 44 when I met her. It's not like it's not like I didn't have, you know, other girlfriends in my life. But yeah, anyway, the pandemic and just, you know, things happen for a reason, I guess. And we met up and it was good timing, you know.
Really good timing.
I always say that we joke, myself and Hannah, that the pandemic was great for new relationships and terrible for our old ones.
Yeah, this is true. Yeah.
In new relationships, you can't get enough of each other. So it's like, isn't this great? We just have so much time to be with each other. Whereas in an old relationship, you can't be together that much. You just, everything about each other annoys you. So 2 years of being stuck with somebody, the sound of their chewing and their breathing, you know, all these things that drive you crazy. It was tough. A lot of breakups.
A lot of breakups for people. But, you know, speaking of that, how is married life treating you? And are you getting on each other's wick yet?
No, listen, we travel. We're comedians. So we're only together half the time.
Oh, yeah, that's the secret, Des. Yes, that is the secret to healthy marriage.
Younger people always say, that must be tough. And people in like their 50s and 60s say, you're going to survive. They're all like, this is the trick. You have to spend time apart to appreciate the time together. Now, I mean, I'm kind of joking with you here, but I do. It's more to do with the fact that we both love our careers.
Yeah.
We both respect, because Hannah's a comic as well and a creator, I respect the obsession because I know that obsession for myself. So I don't get upset when work is like her main focus. Mm. She doesn't get upset when work is my main focus. Obviously, you have to make enough time for each other, but that hasn't been an issue, you know?
Oh, well, that's it. Yeah, like you say, the key to a happy, successful marriage is totally time apart.
It's a threesome. Our marriage is a threesome. It's me, Hannah, and comedy.
Comedy, you know? Absolutely. Now, I saw pictures of your wedding. I love a good celebrity wedding, I have to say. And there's a great picture of you laughing so much at the celebrant. Was he upstaging you now with all of his comedy?
No upstaging. It's his time to shine. I wasn't working. I was actually, first of all, that's Bernie Graham. He's a judge. He's a friend of Hannah's family. And he was fantastic. And he brings a bit of gravitas because he wears his judge. You know, he brings the, what would one say, the what's the word of when you say the something of the office? I for some reason I'm drawing a blank, but he brought the stature of,
yes,
of his,
yes,
of his position.
I hear you. Yeah,
and he was very funny. It was very quick, but he just made the right amount of effort, and I laughed a lot actually. And it's one of the highlights of the ceremony part, which was way better than I expected it to be. The ceremony was actually the highlight for me.
Yeah, because you see, it depends on who you have doing the you know, the kind of official bit, because it could be a bit droney, you know, it depends. So like that, you want someone with a bit of crack. It's a happy day, you know, you want to kind of get that vibe across completely. Yeah.
Yeah. And we are both performers. So like we were very on top of just like vibe, you know, like I was very conscious of what we wanted that to be. But my concern actually leading up to it, this is actually for anybody getting married. My concern was it was going to be too short.
Yeah.
And I was worried that we didn't have enough in it, because it was essentially just like Bernie says a few words and then we do the stuff and we're done. But actually, number one, the shorter the better, but it wasn't even close to being too short. It was just right. But it was, our ceremony was no more than 10 minutes. And anyone who's thinking about the ceremony part, I promise you, a short ceremony is a win. But anyway, I certainly wasn't worried about being upstaged. He couldn't have been better. That whole thing was just so great. So many laughs. There was a couple like little heckles from the crowd. Just, I couldn't believe how funny and fun the ceremony was. And that was just exactly what we wanted.
Well, it totally comes across in that photograph I saw, you know. But of course, both of your parents sadly not around to see you tie the knot. But no doubt you were thinking of them on your big day. Do you think that they would have passed on any advice to you?
I don't know. Honestly, if you come and see the show about my mother, you'll probably know that there was a sadness with a tinge of thank God, because she was a very stressed out woman. So I was so sad that she wasn't there. But there were times during the process where I was like, it's pretty handy that she's not alive to deal with this right now. Because
she's not good in stress.
She would not have made it easier. She would have made it more difficult.
Oh, well, you see, mammies, Irish mammies, they want you to kind of, you know, have you know, the best possible day. You know, they want to fret and fuss over you completely. And, you know,
yeah,
I'd say...
Listen, here's the reality. The wedding is about the wife.
Yeah, yeah.
Hannah's mom is so cool. And it's so funny because Hannah always says, like, my mother, we would have got on so well, me and your mother. And I was like, well, listen, it's great that you think that might be the case, but look at the statistics. The wife and the mother-in-law have a bad record. So let's just say you're never going to have to find out. And it's sad that she's not around, but pros and cons.
Pros and cons, absolutely. Now, you know, as you mentioned, you have created this entire show around your mum. And it's only right, it's only fair, Des, because you did make a whole show about your dad. But was she the typical Irish mammy? Like, did she own a wooden spoon, and did you get threatened with it if you were bold?
There's wooden spoon jokes in the show and all that. Now, my mother's Irish-American. I deal with this all in the show, but my mother was, you know, born in America, which, you know, is not really clear from my stand-up because I think I've pretty much given her an Irish voice, but she has always done my ads and everything, so I wasn't really keeping it a secret that my mother was a New Yorker, but she was raised by Irish people, and I won't give away any of the show, but I get right into her upbringing because I think despite her American roots, her upbringing was very Irish, and yes, there's wooden spoon stuff in there, and there's a lot of stuff about the childhood. Now, listen, this show is very funny, but it is not afraid to get into the dark side of, to be honest, I go right back to my great-grandparents, and I get right into a sort of a legacy of trauma in our house, just to make sense of who my mother was, because there's a lot of funny stuff about my mother, and a lot of people that come to the show, they identify. But it's funny about stuff that wasn't that funny in childhood.
Yeah, yeah, well, of course.
People
well, this
can
is
laugh
it.
About it now because we identify. But yeah, a lot of it has to do with that tough... this is not uniform. I'm not saying all Irish people have this upbringing, but a lot of Irish people can identify with a tough mom, a cold mom, anxiety-ridden mother, and just, you know, perhaps a lot of unnecessary stress in childhood. Now, that's my childhood. I share it. I get a ton of feedback from people who identify, but even people who didn't have that type of childhood.
Well,
they
know
still get the
what? To, yeah, completely. And you know, as I said in the introduction, there, like, this is what, you know, where you can find the best comedy often is in these really tough, challenging moments. So, was this kind of very cathartic for you? Like, did you really kind of find it challenging as well to kind of write this? Because you were right there in the grief when you were writing it.
Yeah, it was a mixture because, you know, I did the show about my dad and it was really, really, that was kind of like a celebration of fatherhood. But one of the early jokes in this show is about how basically he was like best supporting actor at best. Actually, I'll do one joke. I never do jokes on the radio, but I was just thinking about this joke right before you called me. So I opened the show by saying, you know, my dad died in 2011. It was very sad. But it wasn't long after he died that we all realized, wow, he did nothing. like nothing changed. The whole system worked exactly the same. It's just my dad wasn't around to watch us do stuff.
Yeah.
So losing my dad and doing the show about my dad, it was almost kind of easy because he was just such a lovely guy and it was just nice to celebrate his life. Whereas my mother, despite the fact that it's the more complicated relationship, it's also the more important relationship because she did everything. She was the boss.
Yeah.
My, you know, you didn't ask my dad what, you know, for permission. You asked my mother. If you actually asked my father for permission and did something, my mother would say, why did you think that was okay to do that? And I would be like, well, I asked dad. And she'd be like, you know, that doesn't mean anything.
That's a lot of people can relate that because to that because, you know, you might ask your dad something and then the response is, have you asked your mother?
Have you asked your mother?
Yeah, totally. Totally.
Yeah. Well, my mother never said, did you ask your father?
No,
yeah,
definitely not.
Show. I think we're writing a bit right here.
Definitely not. And like, I mean, the dads, and even now, I know this with my own husband, like the dads are the pure messers. Like they are the ones that like you can have all the crack with and get away with stuff when mom's not around. Mom is the boss, even now in my house, Des.
Right. Well, there you go. So people can identify with that. So, in terms of, you know, your original question about doing this show, I always, because it was actually a running joke in our house after my dad died that my mother would say, like, am I going to get a show? And I would always say, Ma, if we do a show, it's going to be like a melodrama. It's not going to be a comedy.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
But actually, when she died and I was thinking about her life, it was actually a harder task to make my mother's life funny. First of all, I didn't have the hook of this James Bond thing that I had with my dad. But also, you know, it took me a long time to find out, you know, what elements of grief, because don't forget, the show about my father wasn't about him dying. It was about him being sick. It wasn't about death. So it took me a long time to find out what's funny about grief that everybody can identify with. Because don't forget, you got to make people laugh who haven't experienced this.
Yeah.
So I was like, what's funny about that that'll be universally funny? And then also, what's funny about, essentially, I'm making jokes about mental illness. I mean, this is the kind of mental, the fact that we now have a more all-encompassing term for mental health.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm talking about, like, my mother's mental health struggles and the stuff that was done to her to make her the way that she was. I'm joking about alcoholism, children growing up with alcoholic parents. I'm talking about like heavy stuff, but I'm all the time trying to make it funny. But that takes time. It's like it's a more like delicate process. So I would say that this show is like harder to develop. So yes, cathartic, but also like more creatively satisfying, but also very difficult.
Yeah, oh, completely.
A difficult process.
Yeah, completely. And like that, you know, it's the job of the comedian as well to make us think about these bigger issues as well. And like that, no better way through the vehicle of laughter. You're coming to the show, you're coming to Drogheda with this show. Jason Byrne told us he always kickstarts any tour of Ireland in Drogheda because the crowd are bananas, basically.
Well, it's funny he should say that because I've never started my tours in Drogheda, but I've always had wild shows in Drogheda. This venue that I'm doing, I only did it once before, but I was really blown away by it. Like, a venue has a lot to do with it. Obviously, the people, too. But of all the shows I've done in Drogheda, and there are many, this venue has been the best.
Very good.
But have to say, you know, it's funny that Jason says the shows are wild. When Chris Rock got slapped by Will Smith.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Everybody was asking me about like violence on stage, and I say, well, there's been a few times where I've been rushed, but the first time
oh, no.
I was ever physically threatened on stage was in a pub in Drogheda. It was
the first
shows I ever did. Fella Kieran was running shows right before I kind of blew up, but I was well known enough that I feel like this gig was pretty full, and I think I was still doing the immersion routine, so it'd have to be around like 2002, right? Because I haven't actually physically performed the immersion routine since 2003. So it must have been like 2002. And towards the end of the show, like after the immersion routine of all routines, this guy gets up on, like walks up and rushes the stage and says, if you say one more thing about Ireland, I'm going to bend the head off of you, whatever, you know? And I remember I grabbed a bottle of Bulmers off the front row table and I stood there and I was like, bro, because there was no security. I'm standing there on stage with a bottle in my hand to protect myself because this guy was huge.
Yeah.
Humongous. And I remember when finally security came and got rid of him, I remember saying, like, this is how much of a trigger the immersion is for Irish people. Threatening me with violence. In the family, he's gone back into some like some child, some PTSD from his father, making him feel bad about leaving the immersion.
Oh god. Well, you see, look, you can't. This is what happens. You know what I mean? The immersion's a big thing, as you say. But hopefully
somebody listening was at that show. I mean, like, it wasn't a big venue, but I got to think there was like 100 people there, 120 people. Maybe somebody was there.
Maybe. But hopefully everyone will be on their best behaviour in Drogheda. Des, it's been so lovely chatting with you again. Massive congrats on the wedding and on this show. And we're very much looking forward to seeing you in Drogheda.
Thanks so much. Thank you. Nice to chat to you.
Thanks a million. Des Bishop there. He's going to be at the Crescent Concert Hall Saturday the 1st of October with his show Me and Mama. And you can get tickets from Ticketmaster. And I have a nice surprise for you because Des has given us a pair of tickets to give away. I'll give you the details of that just after these.
11 to 1. LMFM Northeast Update with Senator Windows. Senator Windows products will help you create a secure, comfortable, energy-efficient home you're proud of. Call 0818 774455.
On this day in 1980, Bob Marley played his last concert at Stanley Theatre in Pittsburgh. And today is Restless Legs Awareness Day, aiming to promote awareness of the condition. It's held on the same day each year to coincide with the birth date of Professor Carl Axel Ekborn. He was the Swedish neurologist who first first wrote and described the disease in 1945.
LMFM Northeast Update with Senator Windows. Creating the perfect home is a journey. Let us guide you. Visit our Drogheda and Dundalk showrooms. Discover more at senatorwindows.ie.
It's time for 12 News, but after that, I have tickets to see Des Bishop up for grabs. Niall will be here talking movies, and we have more of Fionn's Friday Floor Filler Clues.
11 to 1.
Adele, Rolling in the Deep. Sinead Brazel here with you till one. Hope you're keeping well. Want to give a shout out to Jim Jim in RD. He says he's loving the music and he's wishing me a happy Friday. A happy Friday to you as well, Jim Jim. He's got the Friday vibes. He does have the Friday vibes. Something else that's guaranteed to give us the Friday vibes. It's Fionn's Friday Floor Filler song.
Friday Floor Filler. On 11 to 1.
Okay, we've been giving you clues. I think it's time for another one. Fionn has another clue for this week for us.
Hi Sinead. So here's another clue to guess my Friday Floor Filler this week. Neo, Kesha, Christina Aguilera, Usher, J-Lo and Shakira have all featured with this week's artist. And if you have the artist's name but you're struggling with the song title, just think of what some people call the hot sun in the sky. Right, go on, I can't give you any more clues. Cheers, Sinead.
Thanks Fionn, thanks. Oh, that's a big clue. That's a big clue now. All the collaborations he's had. What do we call the sun? Another name for the sun. Have you got it yet? We need the artist and the name of the song. 086 1800 658. Last chance to enter this. We're going to be playing Fionn's Friday Floor Filler song right after the buzz.
The Buzz on LMFM. Keep up to date with all the latest news and gossip on the LMFM app.
Hi, I'm Crossy. Christian Bale, Margot Robbie and Rami Malek were in Leicester Square last night for the premiere of their new murder mystery, Amsterdam. It hits cinemas on the 7th of October. Taylor Swift also makes an appearance in the film and Margot tells us what it was like having a sing-song with Christian Bale and John David Washington.
Oh my gosh, you know what? Taylor was bugging us and bugging us. No, I'm joking. I don't think that just exists in the movie. It exists in a little bubble of Amsterdam. So you have to come to the theatre to see it.
Ant and Dec have posted a video to announce they're filming an I'm a Celebrity All-Stars special and it's happening in South Africa right now. They also explain to fans when it will air and an update on the proper I'm a Celebrity, which will be back in Australia later on this year.
It's probably the worst kept secret in television, but we can confirm we are doing a very special series of I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here.
In South Africa! Look at this joint! Wow!
Nobody told me.
Yes, we're here. It's going to be your favourite celebrities from the last 20 years.
That's good.
Who are going back in to do it one more time in South Africa!
But are we going to Australia, Declan?
Yes, we are.
This year?
This year we are going back to Australia.
So when will the South African show be on?
This will be on next year.
What do you mean by this?
So Australia.
Yes, this
Northern
year.
Northern Australia 2022.
And South Africa?
South Africa 2023.
Got it.
2023 will be in...
South Africa!
That's The Buzz. I'm Crossy.
The Buzz on LMFM. Keep up to date with all the latest news and gossip on the LMFM app.
Oh, it's one thing that cheers me up when the dark evenings come. It means Ant and Dec are back and they're in some sort of a jungle or something. So that's brilliant news. And I'm very much looking forward to that All-Star Celebrity one that's going to be happening next year. So it seems Christine has it. John in Tully Allen has it. Jess, I think you're in Dundalk. You have it as well. Megan is also on the ball. You do. All guessing Fionn's Friday Floor Filler song. Fionn, what was the answer this week for people who don't know what the Friday Floor Filler song is?
Yes, Sinead, my Friday Floor Filler this week to get you up and dancing is the 2014 song by American rapper Pitbull, Fireball.
Here it is, Friday Floor Filler song. Enjoy.
Baby, I'm a fireball.
Fireball, Pitbull with Fireball. It is our Fionn's Friday Floor Filler song for this week. Don't forget, next week we'll have another one for you. He's already working on it. That's how dedicated Fionn is to the Fionn Friday Floor Filler song. Now, it's about time I gave something away. It really is. Yep. Des Bishop, we were chatting to him earlier on. He is going to be playing at the Crescent Concert Hall Saturday the 1st of October with his show Mia Mama. It's probably the most powerful comedy show you're going to see. It takes you on a hilarious comedy roller coaster. I have a pair of tickets. Do you want to go? Okay, all you have to do is tell me, true or false, is Des Bishop American-Irish? Is he American Irish? Is that true or is it false? 086-1800-658, ticketmaster.ie, by the way, for your tickets for that. Going to pick a winner for a pair of tickets towards the end of the show. All you have to do is tell me, is Des Bishop American Irish? 086-1800-658. Now, stay with us. We're going to be talking movies with Niall O'Brien and Real Reviews just after these.
LMFM's Real Reviews, sponsored by Omniplex Cinemas. Enjoy a ticket to every movie with My OmniPass. For more information, log on to omniplex.ie/join and enjoy the greatest blockbusters all the time at Omniplex Deluxe Drogheda, Dundalk and Balbriggan.
It's Friday, which means we're talking movies with Niall O'Brien. How you doing, Niall?
I'm doing very well. It's a lovely day and a very close friend of ours. It's his birthday as
it
well.
Is.
So happy birthday, Ross. If you're listening, I know you're not. You never listen. Formerly of this parish.
And speaking of birthdays, it's yours tomorrow. Happy
it is.
Birthday to you in advance.
I don't like to mention it.
Well, yeah. It's out there now. It's out there now. But, you know, seeing as it is your birthday, I'll just be very nice to you today and say, welcome to 11 to 1. What have you got for
Thank
us?
You.
What have
Thank
you looked
you.
At?
Well, first of all, we have the regular segment, Who's That Talking Now? And I saw your fantastic video promo for the Friday floor filler. So we're going to have to really up our game.
I think
we're gonna
we
have to kind of get something out for that. So this is our segment where you can identify the mystery voice of the actor or filmmaker. It's always somebody connected to one of the films that we're talking about, and then you can win a pair of tickets to Omniplex Cinema.
Yes, and they have locations at Omniplex Deluxe Venue in Drogheda, Omniplex Dundalk or Omniplex in Balbriggan. There's some cracking films out right now. The best way to see them is on the big screen. So for full showtimes and booking, check out omniplex.ie. So we have, do we need a clue? I didn't have a sneaky listen today.
Oh, okay, right. Well, I think it might be a little bit difficult.
Okay.
Maybe, but I will say she likes fighting with her family.
Okay.
And she is also in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and she's in one of the movies we're talking about. So
okay, so she likes fighting with her family. She's in the Marvel Universe, and she's in one of the movies we're going to be talking about now. Okay, so if you think you know who this voice is, 086 1800 658 for your chance to win those tickets.
It's very glamorous, very glamorous. And it was a joy to head into the hair and makeup trailer every single day, talking about stepping into a character.
Will I play it again? I'll give you one more listen. Here it is.
It's very glamorous, very glamorous. And it was a joy to head into the hair and makeup trailer every single day, talking about stepping into a character.
Ooh, okay. 086-1800-658. I know who it is.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Right.
I think I know. I have full faith in the listeners. They're going to get it.
Yes.
Yeah. Completely. 086-1800-658. Now, all of the drama is happening with this movie that's coming out
and
today.
And it's mostly behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Really. So this is Don't Worry, Darling, which is out in cinemas today. And this is the story of Alice, played by Florence Pugh.
Florence Pugh
plays
everybody.
Alice,
yeah.
And Jack, played by Harry Styles. And they've moved into this idealized community called Victory. It's an experimental company town, basically, that houses the families of people who work for this top secret project called the Victory Project. And it's the perfect embodiment of 1950s optimism. And it's espoused by their CEO, Frank, played by Chris Pine, who is equal parts corporate visionary and motivational life coach. And his leadership kind of is intrinsic to every aspect of their daily life in this tight-knit community. So the husbands go off. They spend their day working in the Victory Project headquarters. The wives stay at home. They enjoy beauty treatments, luxury and perfection in their community. And every resident's need is being met by the company. But things are not what they seem because Alice, played by Florence Pugh.
Florence Pugh, we just mentioned that one again.
She sees cracks in this idyllic life begin to appear. It exposes flashes of another existence that she doesn't really remember. And basically she starts to question, why are they living here in Victory and what's happening? What's going on? Mm. So we have a clip here. It's from later. Like, I'm surprised actually that they've released this. It's from later in the movie. You can tell that she knows that something's going on. She's not happy about it.
Okay, here it is.
Violet, where are you from? Pardon?
I said, where are you from?
Philadelphia.
I'm from Philadelphia.
Yeah. Are you serious? I didn't know that.
I know I like to. Most of the women here are from Philadelphia. Or Baltimore. Or Chicago.
I've noticed.
You got anyone, anything?
I, for one, do not miss the winters. No. I thrive in the sunshine, even though I'm alabaster skin.
Oh, I love the sunshine. I love the beach.
She does.
What was the last beach you went to?
Oh, fun fact about the beach. I read this.
Yeah.
Beaches are actually some of the filthiest places in the whole world. Just a sandbox of disease.
Peter, do not say disease
it's
at the dinner table.
It's true. They need to know.
I could probably guess. Hilton Head? Cape Cod? Or the Jersey Shore? And we all honeymooned in Sea Island, or the Poconos, or Niagara Falls.
I think those are popular honeymoon destinations. Expensive.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Peter, you didn't finish your story.
Bill over here is probably one of the worst golf players.
Peter, I'm not quite finished. Violet, where did you meet Bill?
Ooh, she's on to them. She's on to them,
yes,
there, isn't she?
Yeah. And look, I've not seen it yet. I've only seen the trailer and a couple of clips. It seems very much Stepford Wivesy.
Yeah.
If you remember that movie from the, I think, late 60s or early 70s. So Stepford Wives for the whatever year we're living in now.
The 20s.
Yes, yeah. Will it live up to the drama behind the scenes? I want to see the making of this movie rather than this movie. Yeah. But look, Harry Styles fans will go and see it. Florence Pugh is always really good.
Yeah,
and
she's excellent.
It looks like from the trailer, it looks beautifully filmed and made. So.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to it again, probably because, now in fairness, before I heard all about the drama, I did see the trailer, like when an early trailer dropped before all of this kind of stuff about the stories and everything leaked, and it did look very promising, and I was kind of going, Harry Styles, you know what I mean? Fair play to him, because, you know, I had said this before, that I'd seen him in the Christopher Nolan Dunkirk, and I thought, you know, he'd promised there, so it'd be interesting to see, is he leading man material? So I'll be going to see that one. Don't worry, darling, out today. Now, we are going to streaming, and oh, look at, I knew it had
you
to.
You are so excited about this, aren't you?
I can barely contain myself.
A new Star Wars series on Disney Plus.
I mean, they're Andor. Milking it now. They're milking it, aren't they?
Now, you know, I don't really have to fill you in about this because you know all about it.
Oh, yeah,
This is Andor. This is the prequel to the movie Rogue One, which was a prequel to the original Star Wars film A New Hope.
Oh, come on.
And in Rogue One, a character called Cassian Andor, played by Diego Luna, he basically helps get the Rebel Alliance the plans that helped them blow up the Death Star in the original Star Wars. So this is a prequel to that,
oh,
if you like.
Come
this
on.
Is
how many
5 years before the events of Rogue One. We meet Cassian, still played by Diego Luna. He is not a Rebel Alliance spy, as he was in that film. He's just a kind of a thief. He likes to take parts from galactic spaceships and steal them and sell them on. And he also has a kind of backstory about a missing sister. And it's we're in a very different kind of Star Wars landscape in this, really, because we're not in a desert planet. This is kind of an industrial planet where he lives. It's like a junkyard planet, basically. So we have a clip here of Diego Luna and the fantastic Stellan Skarsgård, who's only in, there's three episodes out now on Disney Plus. He's only in the third one, but he is great, and he's going to be a big part of the rest of the series, I think.
Okay, here it is.
So which is it? I know Bix has a game. I know you bribe quartermasters to leave valuables on the ships before they come in for scrap, but this isn't that. This isn't something that I let pass.
No. I went in and got these myself.
How? How's that possible? It was sealed on the Imperial Naval Base in Stiergard.
Look, you got the money, I got the box. What else is there to talk about?
I'll give you another 1,000 credits to tell me how you got it.
Another 1,000?
Done. How? Did you just walk in like you belong? Takes more than that, doesn't it?
What, to steal from the Empire? What do you need? A uniform, some dirty hands, and an Imperial token? They're so proud of themselves, they don't even care. They're so fat and satisfied, they can't imagine it.
Can't imagine what?
That someone like me would ever get inside their house, walk their floors, spit in their food, take their gear.
Ooh. Now, for people like me who are Star Wars aficionados, do you know what I
yes.
mean?
Big fans. Yeah.
Well, do you need to be a big fan of Star Wars to know what on earth's going on, or can you just join in?
Do you know what? I would say for people like you, this is a good place to just join on it's very good. It's a good drama. Now, I always have this criticism with the Disney Plus stuff. They always say it's like a 7-hour movie, but every episode, it's like the episode doesn't have an arc then. It just stops in a bit and you kind of go, what's going on? So it's grand that 3 episodes are out there. It looks great. It could be a great jumping on point for you, I think.
Okay.
We might make a Star Wars fan of you yet.
Oh, listen. Now, the day that happens, you know what I mean? The time will stop or something. It is on Disney Plus. So moving on, we have another streaming review to Netflix, and it's Dahmer. Am I pronouncing that right?
Yeah, Dahmer. Jeffrey Dahmer, of course, the serial killer. I'm not a huge fan of serial killer things, and, you know, true crime things. But this is from one of Netflix's big producers, Ryan Murphy, who people would know from Glee and probably more closely related to this American crime story, American horror story.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of that now. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. This is a 10-episode Netflix miniseries. I've only seen the first one. And look, Jeffrey Dahmer's story has been told lots of times on film and on TV, and it is a very gruesome story. But this series focuses not just on him and his crimes, but on the many attempts that his neighbors and the witnesses kind of to what he was doing had made to stop him. And it was ignored by the police, basically. So there's as much a focus on the supporting cast. Glenda Cleveland is his neighbor, played by Niecy Nash. Richard Jenkins, who's a fantastic actor, plays his dad. Molly Ringwald is in there.
Oh, brilliant.
It's got a great cast. But it is, like, even the first episode, I found it... I am squeamish. But, like, if you like those kind of things, you love this. It looks great. I will keep watching it because it's really well made.
And it's Evan Peters who's playing
plays Jeffrey Dahmer. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. No, I saw
and
a little bit of it.
And he is incredibly creepy. Like, I said I didn't have a clip for this because the clip I found was too creepy to play on the radio.
He's fantastic, and he's been in all the American horror series, most of them, and he's very good at this kind of role.
Ryan Murphy's kind of favourite actors, all right.
Yeah. I'll definitely check that one out. So that's on Netflix at the moment. So moving to our TV movies of the weekend, tonight T.G. Carr at 11 p.m.
Yeah, it's a bit late, and it's a very unknown Western, The Five-Man Army. This is a spaghetti Western, I guess, from 1969. It has a cast featuring Peter Graves from Mission Impossible, but it's directed by Dario Argento, which I think is one of the reasons to watch it. He's a really well-known Italian director. It has a score by Ennio Morricone. So it's one, I have to be honest, I've never heard of before. So it's a little gem at 11 o'clock on TG Carr. And then on RT2, at 11:20, I think, is The Natural, which is a great baseball movie starring Robert Redford. It's fantastic. Another great score by, I can't remember his name now, but it is a really good movie. I'm not a fan of baseball, but I love this film. And then on Saturday at 10:40 on RT1 is Rocket Man, Life and Times of Elton John. Yeah,
great one to rewatch. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Taron Egerton. And then on Sunday, one for the family at 3:05 on BBC One is Finding Dory.
Ah, it's a great one.
Of course, to Finding Nemo. Yeah,
it's brilliant. It really is. They're all getting it, but you can put them out of their misery now. Who is the mystery voice?
It is, of course, the fantastic Florence Pugh.
Florence Pugh was the mystery voice. We'll pick a winner for that very, very shortly. Niall, as always, thank you so much for jam-packed real reviews. Enjoy your birthday tomorrow.
Oh, I shall.
And we'll talk to you next week. Thanks a million.
Bye.
11 to 1. L-M. Missed out.
The script for the first time. Now it is the last time for you to enter our Des Bishop competition. I have a pair of tickets up for grabs to see him perform his show Mia Mama in the Crescent Concert Hall in Drogheda Saturday the 1st of October. I'm asking you to tell me, true or false, is Des Bishop American Irish? 086 1800 658. We'll pick a winner very, very shortly.
LMFM Job Search. With thanks to LMFM Online. Check out the latest Northeast news, sport and entertainment on lmfm.ie.
Darver Castle have the following full-time vacancies available: housekeeping manager and bar manager. To apply, please email accounts@darvercastle.ie. Murphy Bros of Forkhill are looking for full-time shop assistants to work in their busy store. It's an immediate start. Full training is provided. Please apply with your CV to murphybrosforkhill@gmail.com. And an experienced childminder required for two children aged 1 and 2 years of age in Minder's own home in North Drogheda area. Please text only if you're interested in this. 086 073 2972. And don't forget, all of the details of those jobs can be found on our local job section, lmfm.ie.
LMFM Job Search.
Want to say the best of luck to all of the businesses in Meath that are nominated for the Meath Style Awards. It's happening tonight in the Headford Arms Hotel in Kells, and it is celebrating the achievements of Meath businesses that are fashion and beauty related. So that's happening tonight, so enjoy everybody that's nominated, and the best of luck to everyone involved in that. And do you know what? We'll dedicate the weekend just to all of those finalists. There's the weekend, Blinding Lights on LMFM's 11 to 1. Going to take a quick break, and we're back with the winners of our Omniplex tickets and the tickets to see Des Bishop.
11 to 1.
Our question was, is Des Bishop American-Irish? Is that true or is it false? It is, of course, true. Kim Callaghan, I'm not sure whereabouts in the Northeast you are, but you are going along to see Des Bishop. Congrats to you. And also Barney Travers in Knockbridge, you're going along to the Omniplex. It was, of course, Florence Pugh, our mystery voice. That is our lot on the show for today and for this week. I want to say a big thank you to all the guests, to Fionn, to Niall, to all the contributors on the show, and to you for your company all week. Have a great weekend. I'll chat to you Monday.
LMFM Podcasts. With CNC Carpets, we bring the showroom to you. Or book a new showroom appointment on 087 660 4237.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.